Kalo, or taro, the staple food of the Pacific, is something far more than a nutrition source. It's at the heart of a way of life that dates back centuries, seen as a life-giving ancestor, and an understanding of its role in Hawaiian life is essential to understanding the culture. Kamuela Vance is the director of a documentary, Kalo Culture, that looks at the effort to keep a tradition and a cultural heritage alive in the modern world, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Kamuela.
Good morning, aloha.
What made you want to make this film in the first place?
Well, I've always been interested in the medium of film, but I also like poetry, art, you know, diversity of the arts and culture. And growing up on a ranch, you know, I'm really tied to the land here, to the Aina.
Mm-hmm. Where did you grow up?
I was born here on Oahu. Uh-huh. And when I was 8 years old, I moved to Maui, upcountry Maui, Makawao, Maui. We had a ranch. I rodeoed. I played polo. So I think...
Country Hawaii
yes,
life.
Yeah, you know. So I guess that's like deep-rooted in me, you know, tied
sure.
to the land, the old ways. You know, I grew up around the elders, and I learned from them. And at this day and age, with things changing, I think it's really important to video and document what's the people who are living the old ways.
Before they're gone.
Yes.
Right.
And perpetuate it, you know.
Sure.
And keep put it in film so people can remember, you know. After I'm gone, it'll still be here.
Yeah.
And hopefully this will inspire people to get out there and to keep doing what their ancestors did to perpetuate that lifestyle.
You know, when we look back at history, I often find myself wishing that means had been available at earlier periods in history. I mean, how much we could have gotten out of that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's why I made this film. I'm friends with Daniel Anthony of Mana'ai, the Pa'i'ai.
Uh-huh.
I think he's the forerunner in the boom of Kalo taking off now.
And there is one.
Yes, there is one, definitely. So he and I have been friends for a few years, and I had this idea to do a film with him and fusing poetry and music together with other mediums that I like.
Mm-hmm.
So Kalo Culture follows Daniel Anthony over 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, leading up to the Kalo Festival, which was at Haleiwa back then in 2010. And his daily life. I stayed with Daniel for 3 days. I took my camera equipment and I stayed with him Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And whenever I saw something taking place that I thought would be interesting and needed to be put on film.
That's how you do it,
yeah,
right?
I turned my camera on. I had 9 hours of footage. My film is 1 hour. I had 9 hours of film over 3 days to edit, put together a 1 hour documentary. And I think I pulled it off pretty good. I think I did a good job, you know?
Well, good. You know, a lot of, when you shoot documentary, a lot of times events unfold before your camera that tell your story for you.
Yes.
Is that what happened for
you?
Yes,
yes, definitely.
It's great when that happens.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I watch a lot of films. You know, that I love film. I watch all kinds of film, French, New Wave films, Japanese films.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this film called Grey Gardens.
Sure.
The Mazo brothers. They also did one called...
pioneers.
Yes, definitely.
Great pioneers.
And that's the kind of documentary film style I like. They're my inspiration. You know, I've seen a lot of their movies, and they show reality.
Yeah.
You know, it's reality. It's nothing is contrived or convoluted. I didn't, you know, I was tired of the same old documentaries. You know, have a seat in the chair. Here, let me turn the camera on and ask you a bunch of questions.
You know, a lot of documentarians have started to question the objectivity of the form.
Yeah.
Right? Because as soon as you add music, as soon as you add narration, you've made it subjective.
Definitely.
That's why, you know, the other Maisel's brothers are pioneers,
yes.
D.A. Pennebaker
yes.
and Frederick Wiseman,
yeah.
who does his documentaries without any narration or any music because of that sense of artificiality. Do you have that feeling that it would be easy for you to manipulate events
definitely,
if you wanted to?
Definitely. If I wanted to, you know, it's with film, it's easy to do that.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. You know, you see commercials all the time. You know, people trying to sell you something, you know, that's what commercials do.
And it's a very good tool of manipulation.
Yes, 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 it is.
So how do you resist that is my question, Kamala.
I try to stay true to myself, you know. Yeah. I want to show what, I want to capture the moment, the feeling. I want people to feel what I'm feeling as the story's unfolding. So I want to convey that. I want to capture that moment in time, that feeling of what's taking place.
But getting them to feel what you're feeling has to be accomplished for a documentarian without telling them what to feel.
Definitely.
That's the trick.
Yeah, yeah. And I try to do that with my camera work, uh-huh. You know? I think if like Orson Welles said, if you're a bit of a director, if you're a bit of a producer, a bit of an editor, a bit of an actor, then you bring something special because you know what should be conveyed. So if you have those qualities and you have the camera is in the hand of a poet.
Yeah.
And with your camera angles, your zooms, the music you add into, you can convey a certain message. Like silent film, that's why I love silent film.
Yeah.
Because you can just sit there and watch it. And without any words, without any music, you can see what's going on. I can take Sergio Leone's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, put it on the TV and turn the volume off and just sit there and watch it, and I know what's going on.
Or Buster Keaton, or Chaplin.
Or Buster Keaton. Now, those are good films.
You bet they are.
Because you don't need an audio track. You don't need music. You can just sit there and watch it, and you know what's going on.
And you part of that is art. That's trusting the medium, too.
Yes, definitely.
That's a big part of that. Interesting that you mentioned Orson Welles because, you know, along with his fiction films, he did documentaries.
Yes.
And he made no attempt to have them be objective documentaries.
Yeah. He made a good one called Fake.
Yeah.
Where he manipulated.
F for Fake.
F for Fake, where he manipulated the audience. And at the end, he, you know, I don't want to give it away. But, you know, but exactly.
I'll give it away. He says, I just manipulated you.
Exactly, you know. So, you know, that tells the story right there about film and how important it is. So I think, you know, filmmakers should, you know, be aware of that, you know, because people can tell, you know, you can fool the eye, but you can't fool the heart. You can't fool what people feel, you know.
Kamala, that's very well said. It's good to have you on the show.
Well,
thanks very much. Kamala Vance is the director of Kahlo Culture, which will be shown November 10th and 12th at Honolulu's Doris Duke Theater at the Honolulu Museum of Art. You can learn more at hpr2.org.